And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and this Saturday, August 3rd at the Horseshoe River Dome, the Philadelphia Center is holding its 24th annual Auction Against AIDS. And joining me this morning is Brett Malone. He's the executive director of the Philadelphia Center, and we're going to talk a bit about the program and all the special things these guys got up for us this weekend. Welcome to the show, Brett.
Thank you, Bill.
So the theme for this year's event is A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is, of course, taken from one of my favorite pieces of music by Mendelssohn and, of course, Shakespeare's play. Can you tell me how that theme is going to play into the whole decorative and mise-en-scene of the evening?
Oh, sure. The auction is actually put on by a committee every year, and it's primarily comprised of all of our board members as well as volunteers from the community who are supporters of our cause, supporters of our organization. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, through a very democratic process, we chose the theme for the auction this year, which was A Midsummer Night's Dream. And that did definitely influence the decor of the venue that we're going to be in, which is the River Dome, which is a huge space to decorate. Mm-hmm. But we're lucky to have that challenge. The decorations are definitely going to be more like of an enchanted forest, very similar to Shakespeare's play.
Right.
And so there will be some characters from the play that will be there in costume, as well as, you know, the music is going to be dance music, but it's going to be very ethereal types of music. It also influenced, I think, the selection of some of the trips this year. Like, we have a big London trip that's up for grabs for people. And, you know, for the right person or couple, it's going to be a great trip at a greatly reduced price. Yeah. So it's, I think the value of it is a little over $11,000. And most likely it will go for about half that.
Right,
so
yeah.
if you're in for a trip for
London,
yeah, it's a theater trip. So yeah. it includes both the round trip for both people as well as a really nice luxury hotel stay.
Mm-hmm.
And that also comes with meals and two tickets to two different shows there.
Okay.
So it's kind of like England's version of Broadway.
Right,
so.
Yeah. And of course, London's got great theater over
yes.
there. Yes. Absolutely
yes,
spectacular.
Definitely.
You've also got like a Napa Valley trip for those wine
yes.
lovers out there, and I know there's plenty of them out there.
That's actually been a trip that we've brought back year after year now for the last 4 years. We use a third-party vendor who specializes in nonprofit vacation packages, mm-hmm. essentially. And they offer a concierge service so that you just call them and they take care of all the arrangements. So it's really a painless experience once you are the winner of that trip. But the Napa Valley trip is one that has sold every single year, so we brought it back. And it's very affordable as well.
Mm-hmm.
On that one, it includes a chauffeured drive through the valley, which stops off at different wineries for meals as well as wine tasting. It involves the wine train, which goes through the Napa Valley.
Right.
So you actually get on the train and it takes you and stops at different wineries along the track so that you can actually sample the wines from those wineries or purchase some to take home with you.
Right. So you've got some other trips planned too?
Yeah, we do. We have a really cool trip for Sonoma Valley.
Okay.
And it's very similar in that you stay at one of the wineries that has a bed and breakfast that's included
right.
in it. We have a trip to St. Kitts for 7 nights, and mm-hmm. all of the trips include round-trip airfare for
right.
two people, and they can leave from here, Shreveport. They can actually leave from any airport they want.
Okay.
So if you live in Monroe or Alexandria or even the Dallas, Tyler, Longview area, you can fly in and out from your closest airport.
And then you have a silent auction. I was looking on your website. I was really taken by the Dreamcatcher prints. But you also have necklaces, and I saw a fleur-de-lis canister set.
The great thing about our auction, and the silent auction especially, is that we approach local businesses
mm-hmm.
for donations. And so the vast majority of what we do have in our auction come from our friends and neighbors who own and operate businesses here right. in the Shreveport-Bossier area. To me, that's great support from the local community to help us out with our auction.
Right, and they're supportive of the efforts that you're doing at the Philadelphia
Definitely.
Center, too.
Definitely.
So I noticed that there was going to be some sports memorabilia, and for Beto fans, you're going to have
yeah.
some interesting stuff, too. Can you tell us about both of those
sure.
items?
Sure. Well, we have three different items that are actually for, they're autographed by Drew Brees. One of them is a football that's from the Saints, and it mm-hmm. has their logo on it. The other item from Drew Brees is one of his jerseys that he autographed. And then the final product or item that's autographed by Drew Brees is an NFL helmet that's from the New Orleans Saints.
Wow, okay.
So we've got a Drew Brees package going on there. Yeah, one of the others is from the same vendor, is Beatles from 1964, I believe it was, or it might have been 1965. But it was their first year when they came to the U.S., and it was a copy of each of their tickets and a photograph and some information about all of the different concerts that they had in the U.S. for that tour. Okay. And so it's a really pretty, well-mounted, and matted collector's item.
Oh, so especially for all those Beatle collectors out there.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and I
definitely.
Know there are some people still with those original albums. Yeah.
This year, we have a few other albums that are out there. One is by Aretha Franklin, one is by Cher, one is by Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking there's going to be quite a bit of interest over those items as well.
Now, this is a fundraiser for the center. And can you give us a rundown of some of the services that the center provides to the community?
Yeah, for example, I mean, just in the last year alone, we were able to provide direct supports to over 505 different individuals. Mm-hmm. And then if you factor into that the family members or partners who were included, then the number jumps up to about 1,200.
Right.
So out of the just over 1,500 people who are HIV positive in our region, we provide services to a little over a third of those people. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is we focus more on people based on their eligibility. And the eligibility has to do with income as well as medical issues. Mm-hmm. You know, is the person disabled? Does the person need additional assistance in accessing health care for their needs?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have quite an array of services, and we have expanded over the last few years. For example, we have a satellite office in Natchitoches now, so we're able to help link people up to medical care and to social supports through that office. Whereas in the past, that was one of our biggest challenges, were people that were in more rural areas of our region. And we cover 9 parishes in Northwest Louisiana, so that's a lot of ground to
right.
cover.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the Natchitoches region, there were over 200 people who were HIV positive. So that many people were not accessing medical care up here, and they were not accessing support services either. So what we did about 3 years ago was we developed a satellite office there, and it's been flourishing since. We also have a residential program called Mercy Center, and it's 3 of the most beautiful Victorian homes you can imagine here in Shreveport. It's just right off of the downtown area. And there we're able to offer 24-hour supportive services for people living with HIV and AIDS. The people that live there typically had either homelessness issues or were at risk of being homeless before moving in. Most have either substance abuse issues or mental health issues as well. So these are people who are very high risk of falling through the cracks.
Right.
And so that's an area that we've expanded in the last 2 years as well. We've increased our capacity by purchasing an extra home thanks to a donation from Dr. Gregory Bryan back in 2010. So we hope that we're good stewards of donations that we get from people in the community, and that was a great example. His donation immediately converted into the purchase of this property, right. renovating it, and then allowing for people to live there.
Now, one of the other things you also, which is a core issue, is prevention services.
Definitely, and that is an area that overall, the state of Louisiana has not really been on top of.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 years, the state funding for HIV prevention has dwindled down to 0. So there are no state tax dollars currently going towards HIV prevention or HIV care.
Right.
So all of the funds that agencies like the Philadelphia Center get in Louisiana are federal dollars that get passed through the state program office and then reallocated out into the different regions. So we are very much dependent upon local support, and we are about halfway in the transition of sort of converting from being dependent upon state and federal dollars to having a more balanced, financial basis. For example, The donations from the local community have gone up significantly over the last year because we were honest and open and transparent about things and go, look, there's no state funding. So we need help from the local community to continue to provide education, to continue to provide testing services, to continue to get out on the streets and talk to people and let them know about HIV, how it's transmitted, how it can be prevented. And then if the person is HIV positive, linking them up to care as soon as possible, because we have found that if you get a person into medical care quickly enough, then you can suppress the viral replication in the body. And when you do that and you have a suppressed viral load, then the chances of being able to transmit HIV from person to person drops significantly. I believe that it drops down to about a 4% rate if the person has a suppressed viral load.
So do you have any last thoughts about the fundraiser that you want to share with folks?
I just know that it's going to be pretty fabulous. One of the other items that I think is worth mentioning is a Blue Dog print that was actually signed by George Rodrigue. Byron and Laurel Ritchie with Ritchie and Oberle, who have been on our board off and on since the very beginning of the Philadelphia Center, you know, over 20 years ago. They are very committed and passionate supporters of ours. And so when they were in New Orleans a few weeks back, they snagged one of his prints that he had autographed and immediately sent me a text message with the photograph of it. And I was like, wow, that's great. That's going in the live auction.
I have some friends I might have to send up there because they love George's.
Yeah, and to have one that's actually signed by him is pretty special.
Yes. Well, Brett, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was Brett Malone, and he is the executive director of the Philadelphia Center, and he's talking to me today about the 24th annual Auction Against AIDS for the Philadelphia Center. This event takes place this Saturday, August 3rd. It's going to begin at 5 p.m. with a cocktail hour, and then the main auction takes place at 6 p.m. The whole event is going to be held at the River Dome at the Horseshoe. They'll also have a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, and decadent desserts, plus music, dancing, and much more. You can find out all the details by giving the Philadelphia Center a call at 318-222-6633. That's 318-222-6633. Or you can visit their website and look at many of the auction items at philadelphiacenter.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.